Uncle Flynn's got no money in the bank, and his house is gonna wreck and ruin. Deep in debt, so we started to bet. Lost his shirt, and now they're talking suing. Well, his son ain't enough, his wife cut up rough and walked out when she saw what he was doing. Yeah, things are bad, but it's not that sad. Oh, you know, he's always happy when he's singing this song. Yeah, sing, sing along. Everybody's happy when they're singing. Jane took to drinking again and broke the law and started going wrong. Now I'm sorry to say that it's a bottle a day, and now the doctor says it won't be long. She went out one night and got into a fight. Someone taught him the law, come along. Yeah, they put her in jail and she couldn't get bail. But even though she's happy when she's singing this song, yeah. Sing, sing along. Everybody's happy when they're singing.
Just heard Sing by Ransom Head. That's from 1971. Ransom Head put out 145, and the B-side is terrible, and then God knows what happened to them after that. Got a good show for you today on Arcana Obscura, the greatest hits of the 70s that never were. My name's Harrison, I'm your host on Kaechung Radio, Los Angeles in Chinatown. In the first set today, we're going to explore some of the missing links between glam rock and punk rock. See, glam rock came about in the early 70s, and then as the 70s progressed, it went into two different directions, one of which was a dance direction and one of which was more raw. One ended up becoming disco, and the other side ended up becoming punk rock. So I'm going to start you off with a band called Celia and the Mutations from 1977, and it's actually the early incarnation of the Stranglers. Who would, you know, record their album a year or two later. So here's Celia and the Mutations with Round and Round.
What you're doing. someone else who wants to rub.
Could we quickly just do one more?
My heart is aching now that you're coming round here. It happens so often, you know, because I
twirling all the time. and a girl who will be as faithful as the world. And she'll be mine to render, love will be much tender, and perhaps she will be mine.
Check.
street with a style girl. You act as if you're looking real good. I really wanna step up to your big world. You treat me so there's no way I could. So let me go, let me go. You came to take advantage of me. I didn't have resistance to deny you. So I'm begging you, so please set me free. So let me go, let me go. Let me know. Why does a main street shudder? Just give me love, what it all. You know you're only half tall. I'm not the writer, but I'm dancing no more.
Just heard Street Strutter by John Duquan off his 1977 record, The World's Not Big Enough. John Duquan is most well known for being a guitarist in Atomic Rooster. Prior to that, we had Police Car by Larry Wallace, who a prolific guy. This was just from a 45, but he was also an early member of Motorhead, and he was in the Pink Fairies, and he was in UFO. He was in everything. So yeah, that one's from 77. For him, Graham Grace, glam rock guy, 1975. He actually had his own LP, Hail Me. And that was the eponymous song off that album. He also went by the name Flamboyant Freak for a few singles he released. And I'm looking at a picture of him, and he basically looks like David Cassidy on PCP. Strange looking fellow. So... prior to that, Dave Wagner's From the Suburbs is actually the name of the artist, with Nothing to Lose. And starting off that set, Celia and the Mutations with Round and Round from 1977. Now, you're listening to Arcana Obscura, the greatest hits of the 70s that never were, on Kate Chung, Los Angeles. Coming up next, there's a guy I know, kind of, on the internet, who compiled, he put together a compilation of really dark, depressing 60s garage ballads. And it's weird. It's very, very strange. I'm going to play a few songs off that one. Starting off with Edge of Nowhere by Sunday Group. Here they are.
The edge of nowhere, that's where I am. 2 days tomorrow, that's where I begin. I miss completely yesterday. gonna send. Tomorrow won't come and yesterday's gone. And I've waited for them oh so long. What about today? Where did it go? That's where I am and I don't know. Today's tomorrow, that's where I begin. The edge of nowhere, that's where I am. The edge of nowhere is no place to be. The edge of nowhere is misery.
You hear the factory, ooh, the blast on the old shop floor. Damn tools fast, run like hell. Yeah, we do, and the fittest the first in the canteen queue. It's funny how the canteen tea always tastes like piss to me. Union news over canteen stews, and round and round go your communist views. And now you don't sit near the management's table, so educated, mathematically able, with their figures and graphs and oipaloid chatter. We'll work 5% harder, they'll grow 5% fatter. And they wonder why you swear and you shout, and you're late to clock in, and you rush to clock out. Boardroom news, new suits and clean shoes, and round and round go your conservative views. I see the factory canteen news, right on your face, right on down to your steel caps, will always lose. I see the canteen news. One day stocks and working class will then kill that industrial relations bill. So you keep your mouth shut, you don't need the sack or a knife in the back. And the factory canteen news is turning to factory burning.
you go out in the woods today? Yeah, when I was a kid, the teddy bear's picnic just terrified me. Because I always got the impression that it would be like stumbling upon a black mass in colonial New England. And they would not want you to stumble upon whatever the hell they're doing out there. And would probably murder you. I mean, it's a frightening concept. To me, at least. To this day. My name's Harrison, and this is Arcana Obscura, the greatest hits of the 70s that never were. You just heard Factory Canteen News by Third World War. Third World War is sort of, they're from 1971. This album's from 72. They're sort of like socialist, proto-punk something. Kill me. I don't know. I don't know what they are, but it's really strange couple records they have. Prior to that, we had Vikings with Cherish the Love You Feel. For that, Creatures with Letters of Love. Really uplifting song about going to prison. And starting off, Sunday Group with Edge of Nowhere. Which is, I don't know, about crippling depression. So this next set, I'm going to start you off with a band called The Only Ones from 1978. Although, it's a strange band because it sounds more like they should be playing in Los Angeles in like 1999 and have some kind of rivalry with the Brian Jonestown Massacre. But that, no, they're from 1978. So here's The Only Ones with Another Girl, Another Planet. And then after that song, I'm going to play something. The song and the band were both concocted in a corporate boardroom, which I'll explain after this set. Here's The Only Ones.
Thank you. me. Yes, you've got evil inside him. You've got evil inside me. And I've got evil inside him. Well, I've got evil in, I've got evil inside. Oh, yeah.
Thank you. church you was buried along with the name. Nobody came, Father McKenzie, wiping the dirt from his hands as he walks from the grave. No one was saved, all the people, to the outcome from all the people.
Something that was Armand Schaubrick Steals. Song's called Buried Alive from his 1978 record Ratfucker. Weird guy, was a burglar in the 60s and got arrested, went to prison, came out, started recording all sorts of crazy weird shit, and now he owns a guitar store in Rochester, New York, which is apparently fantastic. House of Guitars. Anyway, prior to that, Zoot from 1970 with Eleanor Rigby. One of the situations in which I feel, at least, some people might get mad, but I don't give a fuck, that the cover is better than the original. I mean, there's no way to not like that cover. It's amazing. Anyway, part of that Slap Happy with I Got Evil off their 1972 record, sort of. Prior to that, Captain Groovy and his Bubblegum Army off a 7-inch of the same name. That's from 69. That actually comes from two songwriters, K-Snats and something or other, Cats or something, I don't know. Met with Hanna-Barbera. And Hanna-Barbera's like, oh, do a song, and we're going to turn it into a cartoon, and, you know, whatever. And they recorded the song, and then for whatever reason, the cartoon never came together, so they just put the record out. And it's an example of one of those songs that's, like, so goddamn stupid that it actually turns a corner and becomes great somehow. I don't even know. It's like it's like the muses infected the wrong people at the wrong time, you know? Like they should have, you know, infected some Joan Baez type musician, and instead they the muses seized upon these advertising songwriting hacks, who, by the way, also wrote apparently a lot of songs for Tommy James and the Shondells. So it just goes to show you absolutely nothing. Yeah, so, and then of course, starting off the set, The Only Ones with Another Girl, Another Planet from their self-titled album from 1978. The Only Ones. I'm going to leave you off with something actually from 1981. Band's called Random Black, only released one single called Witch Daughter. And it's not a great song, but I don't know, it's an interesting song. And it's from a genre that's actually a really, it's like somebody named this genre with a fucking acronym that's really stupid. It's like NWOBHM. Which is a new wave of British heavy metal or something. Just like, just come on, guys, you know? Pithy. Pithy and brevity, all right? Anyway, here's Random Black with Witch Daughter. You were listening to Arcana Obscura. I'm Harrison. This is Kay Chung, Los Angeles. And my show's going to be moving to Wednesdays starting in August, or twice a month. Be on the lookout for that. Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Pacific. Here's Random Black.